from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey's military carried out an operation in Syria overnight to evacuate soldiers who are guarding the tomb of Suleyman Shah, the grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire. Turkish officials say tanks and other heavy weaponry entered Syria through the border city of Kobani. The officials say the mission was successful, with the troops brought back to Turkey. They note that one soldier was killed in the incident. The Turkish prime minister said the tomb will be moved to a different site in Syria, closer to the Turkish border. The new U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the United States is rethinking details of its counterterrorism mission in Afghanistan, including whether to slow down the withdrawal of U.S. troops. On his first trip abroad since becoming Pentagon chief earlier this week, Carter made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan Saturday. Meanwhile, President Ashraf Ghani says the peace process is a work in progress.
The grounds for peace have never been better in the last 36 years. Our approach is productive. We are hopeful, but categorical answers in a peace process are dangerous. The questions are under consideration. The direction is positive. We cannot make premature announcements.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Nigerian forces backed by airstrikes have seized the northern town of Baga from the Boko Haram on Saturday, according to the military. It's considered a significant victory in the offensive against the insurgency affecting four African states. VOA News. Gunmen have raided a South Sudanese school and kidnapped at least 89 children, according to the United Nations Saturday. The abduction took place while the students were taking exams in a school near Malakal in the north of the country. The area has become home to thousands of refugees who have fled violence in their hometowns. UNICEF said the actual number could be higher as militants went from house to house in search of boys over the age of 12. Yemen's ousted president Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi rejected Saturday the Shiite rebel takeover of his country's capital and government, according to a statement read out on television, the Al Jazeera channel, after he left the capital of Sana'a. Hadi issued the statement under the title of president. It's considered an apparent retraction of his resignation last month after Houthi rebels seized the presidential palace. U.S. President Barack Obama has promoted the value of pre-trade deals to the U.S. public, saying they will make American businesses more successful and competitive in a 21st century economy. In his weekly address on Saturday, Mr. Obama said past deals have not always lived up to the promise of leveling the playing field for American workers and holding all countries to the high labor and environmental standards the U.S. abides by.
Now, I'm the first to admit that past trade deals haven't always lived up to the hype. And that's why we've successfully gone after countries that break the rules at our workers' expense. But that doesn't mean we should close ourselves off from new opportunities and sit on the sidelines while other countries write our future for us. We should seize those opportunities. We should make sure the future is written by us.
Mr. Obama urged the U.S. Congress to act on a trade promotion authority. He said that a bipartisan legislation that will protect American workers and promote American business with strong new trade deals from Asia to Europe that are free and fair. Dozens are feared missing Sunday when a ferry sank in central Bangladesh after colliding with a cargo ship, according to police. Survivors said that the twin-deck MV Mustafa was carrying between 70 to 150 passengers when it capsized in the middle of the Padma River. Some 50 people swam ashore. Others were rescued by vessels. U.S. dock workers and port operators have reached a tentative deal in a new labor contract, settling a dispute that disrupted the flow of cargo through 29 West Coast U.S. ports and snarled trade with Asia. The deal was reached late Friday and calls for restoring all port operations starting late Saturday. The two sides must still reach a final agreement. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.